guys, Hector here, and welcome back to Musicology. Today, let's travel back in time. The time when it was common to record your radio station programs on cassette tapes.
This one is a sample from my father. And maybe you used some cassette tapes to record some radio stations, or if it wasn't you, your parents did.
And these tapes had no music when you bought them.
But you can make that tape to make sound.
And you did by recording radio stations,
which at the time were the only way to listen to your favorite songs. You had to wait until the song you wanted to listen to over and over again started listening on the radio station, then hit record, and it would record the music.
But of course there are some flaws, like the radio station guy saying, "Now you're listening to a huge hit from AC/DC. This one is called Back in Black," in the middle of a song, and that pissed off.
But what if I told you that an artist used that piracy method on its favor, and it's a guy you already know on this channel?
Yep, Yummy Your Jai is back on the channel, this time with another where there is only one vinyl copy of this album.
The rest of them you can buy are all bootlegs.
And I'm talking about Music for Supermarkets,
an album released just for a museum expedition on supermarkets.
Recordings that are bootlegs that you can buy come from tapes that people recorded,
because a French radio station made a special program called Pirate Me, on which people could record the album on cassette tape.
The radio station would reproduce the album on its entirety, and then the people who were listening to that radio station or were interested to listen to that album over and over again could hit the record button on their boombox.
And all the versions on the internet of Music for Supermarkets are not the best quality.
There's also a high quality remake made by Fanjar a few years back,
which is accurate as hell. But yet, I'm still waiting to Yummy Your Jai to release the whole thing in a higher quality.
And in that album, some parts of Music from Supermarkets had been taken by Jarv to make new tracks. Those being Diva, Cafe, and the Fifth Rendezvous. Thank you. Tuesday the only official release of some parts of Music for Supermarkets are those tracks and the track Music for Supermarkets from the album Planet Jar. And I'll leave you on the description both the original album and the remake made by Fanjar. And that's it for today. Leave a comment down below what do you think about this wacky idea. And I'll see you next time.